Aloha, this is Bill Wynn for Ho'olohe Ho Radio. For those of you who don't know my story, it begins and ends with a simple reality. I'm not Hawaiian. I'm a mainland-born haole who heard Hawaiian music and fell in love with it. There's much more to the story, but that pretty much sums it up, I suppose. More often than not, people find it difficult to understand why I so love Hawaiian things when I am not Hawaiian. And that always reminds me that there are few like me, and it can be pretty lonely. But then I crack open the history books and discovered that there were influential and groundbreaking cultural exponents who fell in love with all things Hawaiian in pretty much the same way I did. Enter Kent Girard. Born on this day in 1918 in San Francisco, this haole boy became fascinated with hula at the age of 12 when his family visited Hawaii on vacation. He began taking hula lessons back home in California, but when Girard graduated from Stanford University in 1947, his next and final stop was Hawaii. He studied with Alice Keawe-Kane at the Bill Lincoln Studio and became good enough to teach hula at the Betty Lay Studio. He focused on the Auana, or modern hula. Perhaps his goal was to make more tourists fall in love with the dance, as he did. And to earn a few bucks, Girard got a job at a store across the street from the Moana Hotel, a store that sold only Hawaiian music records. "I loved the dance, but it was the music that really got to me," he once said. "I'm just as much a Hawaiian music buff as I am a fan of the hula." My kind of guy. Girard started the troupe known as the Hula Nani Girls, who were known for their perfect grooming and professionalism. They had to be precise in their movements, like the Rockettes, have long hair, be polished, synchronized in both ancient and modern hula, and pretty, Girard told the Honolulu Star Bulletin. Although that was a different era, feminists may appreciate that Girard listed pretty last among the qualities he required. The Hula Nani Girls became the go-to hula troupe of the 1950s, performing with such showroom luminaries as Alfred Apaka, Lena Machado, Ray Kinney, Mahi Beamer, Alvin Isaacs, Pauline Kekahuna, Annie Kerr, and Gabi Pahinui. And they were called upon frequently to perform for the Hawaii Visitors Bureau. Ho'olohe Ho Radio interests itself in firsts, and Kent Girard is responsible for two. The popular costume for the hula dancer during this period was the tea-leaf skirt, which had traditionally been accompanied by a below-the-knee bloomer, for modesty. But to improve the swish and sway of the leaves, Girard invented what is still today referred to as the hula panty, a bright green panty that matches the leaf skirt, affording the dancer modesty while still showing off their gams. And while it is extremely popular for hula troupes and musicians from Hawaii to travel to Japan, where Hawaiian music and hula is so popular, the first ever visit to Japan by a Hawaiian hula troupe was by Girard and his girls in 1955. There is an expression that hula is life, and those who have committed their lives to the hula will tell you that they had to sacrifice something for their art and culture. Arguably, Girard may have made one of the biggest and most expensive sacrifices of all. When Kent left San Francisco to pursue hula and Hawaii for good, he was heir to a most successful venture. His father, the owner and founder of the Girardelli Chocolate Company. I'm Bill Wynn. You're listening to Ho'olohe Ho Radio.